Welcome to Voice Assist. The RBI cut repo rate by 25 basis points at its third bi-monthly monetary policy. Repo rate now stands at 6%, reverse repo at 5.75% and marginal standing facility at 6.25%. The central bank revised projected inflation trajectory upwards due to the following risks: farm loan waivers. Fiscal slippages resulting from farm loan waivers could entail inflationary spillovers. States pay commissions. The RBI forecasts that if states implement pay commissions similar to the center in FY18, inflation could rise by 100 basis points over 18 to 24 months. Recent spike in certain food items could put pressure on inflation. It retained GVA growth forecast for FY18 at 7.3%, while emphasizing risks to growth forecasts are evenly balanced. Pace of expansion of the India's 8 infrastructure sectors slowed to 0.4% year-on-year in June, a 19-month low, down from last month figure of 4.0% year-on-year, due to reduced output of cement, electricity and coal. India's fiscal deficit touched ₹4.42 lakh crore, $68.88 billion, during April to June period, or 80.8% of the budgeted target for the current fiscal year that ends in March. The fiscal deficit was 61.1% of the full year target, during the same period a year ago. SBI introduces a two-tier interest rate structure on savings bank deposits, with effect from July 2017. A savings bank balance of over ₹1 crore will earn an interest rate of 4% per annum, while the ones with ₹1 crore or less will earn an interest rate of 3.5% PA. Government orders state-run oil companies to raise subsidized cooking gas (LPG) prices by ₹4 per cylinder every month to eliminate all the subsidies by March next year. Eurozone economic confidence nudged up 0.1 points to 111.2 in July, its best level since before the financial crisis hit in 2007. Eurozone seasonally adjusted unemployment rate was 9.1% in June, down from 9.2% in May and down from 10.1% in June 2016. The Eurozone economy expanded 2.1% in quarter 2 2017 compared to 1.9% in quarter 1, 2017. IRDAI directs ICICI Prudential Life Insurance to take over Sahara India Life Insurance Company. Shares of automobile makers gained due to higher than expected sales data for July. Indian equities ended lower as bank stocks witnessed a sell-off post RBI's policy. With the RBI maintaining its neutral stance and flagging other upside risks to inflation, rate-sensitive sectors such as automobile, realty and other non-banking financial sectors also faced losses. Shares related to energy sector saw gains following higher-than-expected earnings reports from energy majors. Indian government bonds rallied sharply higher after rate cut by the RBI. However, the neutral stance given by the RBI may limit the rally. Also, the availability of 150 billion Indian rupees fresh government bonds on will weigh on prices. RBI Deputy Governor Varul Acharya's comments on draining out excess liquidity weighed on the bonds. EIA's weekly report showed that US crude inventories declined by 1.5 million barrels last week. Further, gasoline saw significant demand, with inventories declining by 9.84 million barrels, adding to the bullish sentiment. However, the gains proved short-lived as media reports indicated that OPEC supplies increased in July to its highest level in 2017 despite production cuts. The possibility of US sanctions against Venezuela would support the rally. Slight pessimism was casted by Baker Hughes data, which reported an increase in oil rig count by 2, pushing the total to 766 as of last week. After the impressive rally in the past 2 weeks, gold started on a flat note this week. Markets are awaiting US non-farm payrolls data, which will give further direction to the metal. The political crisis in Washington has had limited effect on the metal so far, nevertheless, it needs to be followed closely. INR is currently trading at its strongest level since July 2015. With RBI's MPC maintaining its neutral stance, Rupee saw substantial demand as foreign banks sold off dollars, triggering stop losses in early trade. Dollar purchases by public sector banks capped gains. Information in the article is sourced from ICICI Bank Research, Bloomberg and Crisil. Thank you for listening.